My son Hunter director Robert Davi to Voiceless Conservatives. We put ourselves on the line culturally, this is for you. By Robert Krajicek on September 9, 2022. We put ourselves on the line, culturally, veteran actor Robert Davi, director of My Son Hunter, said on Thursday during an interview with Benny Johnson on the latter's eponymous podcast. Davi urged conservatives to support the film as part of a broader mission to create cultural content reflecting their values. You've got to vote by getting this film. You've got to vote in November. Let's show them the power of the people, the 74.8 million people that remained voiceless. This is how you can give your voice, The License to Kill, Die Hard, and The Goonies star said. This is for you, he continued. We put ourselves on the line, culturally, so we can bring messages to you. And we need your support on this, because we want people to see it and it's good. Watch below. Davi reflected on the film's production and fundraising. It's quite phenomenal, he said. It's a team effort. We had the people from the Unreported Society, Unreported Story Society, who crowdfunded the film. He praised My Son Hunter's producers Anne McElhinney and Felon McAleer, as well as its screenwriter Brian Godawa. Davi shared an anecdote in which McAleer told him Hunter Biden's lawyer showed up at one of their filming locations in Belgrade, Serbia. He remarked, "While we were filming, the producer of the film, he's a Northern Irish guy, Felon McAleer. Good guy, very funny, he goes, we've got a documentary crew. They're doing a film about Hunter Biden." Felon McAleer later told me, "You know those people that came to the set? That was Hunter Biden's lawyer. That's a guy named Morrison. He gave $2 million to bail out Hunter Biden for his tax fee. That's what that story is. I don't know if they came to interdict it or to stop it or what they did. But they showed up on the set under an assumed identity." Davi highlighted his partnership with Breitbart News for My Son Hunter's distribution. "Working with Breitbart on this project made perfect sense to me. They've always been the first ones through the door, taking on the media, and waging the culture war," he said in August. "Working with Breitbart on this project made perfect sense to me. They've always been the first ones through the door, taking on the media, and waging the culture war," Davi said. Johnson emphasized the impact of culture on politics. "Creation of culture is how you save a society," he maintained. My Son Hunter, Johnson considered, belonged to a burgeoning parallel economy of art built by conservatives to produce gorgeous, cinematic movies as part of a non-woke agenda. My Son Hunter marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. My Son Hunter stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Felon McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, From the Unreported Story Society, and directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Watch the trailer.